Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to hand this off to our pros pro, Leroy Horde, as he hands out his game balls and game bums week two of the NFL season. Leroy Horde.
So, game balls got to go to Tua, Tyreek, Waddle. I mean, just to the whole team, because in order to have a comeback as epic as that one, everybody played a role. Like, we're all going to see the Tua 469, but guess what? The defense had to do something they hadn't done in three quarters, and that stopped Lamar Jackson. Special teams had to come through. Everybody had to come through. Okay? So I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm going to look at that and think of this past week's game and say, everybody made a play, even though we're all going to look at the plays that Tua and the receivers made. For them to even get that opportunity, a lot of other guys had to do something basically they hadn't done for over 45 minutes of football. And that is stop Lamar Jackson.
Jesus.
I got a couple of game bums.
Ooh, yeah.
First and foremost, we're going to go with the professionals. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Browns. With Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. Let Joe Flacco drive down the field and score.
Man, Super Bowl winner.
That was 15 years ago, dude.
I can't believe it.
The only thing we remember about Joe Flacco is Kiko Alonso getting that check.
Yeah. Yep.
And he carved you up like it was nothing. So I'm going to go there, and I could probably give it to Kevin Stefanski, because they never should have been in that situation at the end of the game, having a chance to go down the score, because you kick a field goal, it's 10-point lead. So when you say everybody played a role and things just worked out for the Dolphins, it was the opposite. That everybody did a little something wrong. Everybody made a little mistake here and there, and it added up to a loss. My other one is going to go to the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we haven't talked about them today, thankfully.
And here's what I will say about that. Every time a player has a hint of success, we crown them. And from what I've seen the first 2 weeks with Tyler Van Dyke, okay, we might ought to reconsider, because he hasn't played two good weeks. He hasn't played well in the first 2 weeks, the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And so either one or two things, having a bad stretch or not as good as we thought.
He definitely,
I'm gonna give it a little time, but for this game, bum.
Wow, jeez. Wait, Kyle Ryder, just the Canes?
Huh?
Gaines
no,
or Kyle?
Tyler.
Tyler Van Dyke. Tyler Van Dyke gets the game bum?
Yes.
Wow. It was a total team loss, though, dude. I mean, like, they.
9 points.
Dude, I get it. But they, well, first, it should have. I mean, they did miss 2 field goals.
Here, let me say this.
But yeah,
if your defense holds a team to 17 points,
you should win.
You should win 90 to 95% of those games.
And not only that, they were screwed on one of them because it was special teams muff.
Right.
You know, put them in a bad spot.
Right. But so from that, and I probably would say the only reason why I'm giving it to Tyler Van Dyke is for this reason. Everybody praised him so much that you, when that heat is there, you got to take it too.
He, right? Yeah, like it didn't look fantastic. This first real, it's against a real competition, and it's disappointing. But you also, I mean, like these skill guys stink. Like they stink,
right.
Dude.
Right. No. I'll give you that.
Like I was laughing. But, it was I think it was the first. It was either the first or second game. One of the broadcasters on ACC Network said of Will Mallory, like with a decent season, he has the chance to become the most decorated Hurricanes titan. And I laughed at the television screen. Like, what are you talking about, Will Mallory?
Right.
Think about what you're talking about with the tight ends this school has had. Will Mallory could be the most decorated Hurricanes tight end of all time. Shut up. You know. Stop.
So I was so just disappointed in how they looked, right? And think about this. At no point in time, you talk about the difference between the Dolphins and the Canes. The Canes were never out of it, ever. The game was always close enough where if anybody did anything, you could get right, and it was more frustrating because of that.
Yeah, they had a gazillion first downs and couldn't score in the red zone.
Right.
Terrible.
And you think about the Dolphins, and you think of the Dolphins, and you think about twice you thought, they might be out of it. Yeah. And they kept making plays. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe you're right, and maybe we always make the assumption that the Canes have skilled players, right? We just make that assumption. They got speed. They got this. They got that.
No, but I get what you're saying with TVD. Like, people were already talking about, oh, maybe tank for TVD. And he was getting a lot of praise, too, by McShay in the broadcast. Like,
sure. Absolutely.
That he's got pro skill sets. Like, they think this guy has the goods to be a pro prospect. But, yeah, he hasn't – what's the term Robbie uses? A blacksmith? Like, he hasn't uplifted the team.
Right,
where
which is
they could certainly use it in certain spots,
which is one of the things that separates you from others. Like we talk about Tua coming in for Jalen Hurts and going win the game. Like, where's that moment? Right, where's that moment where the odds are against you, things aren't going well, and as a star player, you come in and you turn it around for your team.
Right. Look, they got another cupcake against Middle Tennessee, a part of Tennessee they're taking on this week. And then ACC starts, and that's where like he needs to pick this thing up.
Well, I just want to see it, because guess what? The one thing that I'll say about Tua is all year they've talked about, oh, now you got weapons. The expectations are high.
Mm-hmm.
And look at how he's responded. Whereas you look at Tyler Van Dyke and they say, you got a new coach with a new attitude. The stakes have been raised.
Yeah, but
his game has not elevated.
The stakes have been raised, but the weapons got worse. Because, you know, he's they have, though, dude. They, you know, you lose Rambo, you lose Harley. Now you lose Restrepo. Going into last week, like,
okay.
I'm with you. I don't totally disagree with you, but I also feel like, you know, I kind of get why this hasn't gone off to the most fantastic start in the world either. But I haven't been impressed. I'm not sitting here like, I don't want to make excuses for Tyler, but I also kind of get why this hasn't been the shining start maybe we were all expecting.
Yeah, but I think here's as Canes fans, here's what you want. You were probably been okay with a loss against Texas A&M at College Station. But you at least want your guys to show up.
Yeah, I don't want them shooting themselves in the foot because it feels like a game that could have been won for sure.
Right.
Easily.
Right. And so when you think about where this team has been in the last few years, it's been stuff like that. Either swag penalties, turnovers, just a whole bunch of calamities that happen to where you can't get solid footing and kind of move forward.
Can I just can I just say something that just I find just delightful with Schmeath and Schmolnick? Because he goes, "Hey idiots, it's not Tyler Van Dyke. It's this 1992 offense this bum ass coordinator has him running." To which 4 minutes ago, Schmeath had also said, "Tyler Van Dyke, aka Kyle Wright with a receding hairline." He just hoses everybody down.
He just hoses
everybody.
So you know what? I think we ought to have a meeting and we should have him have a conversation with Indian Rasta. People, 2 men enter, 1 man exit.
People are also, absolutely. And people are also calling for Robbie to answer for his crimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can see Robbie, right. If Robbie wants to give thoughts, do we want to hear anything he has to say? I mean, or do we want to just keep the party going?
Because
I'm already bummed we talked Canes for like 7 minutes and I want to get back to the party.
Here's the deal. I don't want to get pissed off at some of the excuses that he's going to use, right? And take away from it. So we'll cash that check on Friday. Because then I'm going to feel better too, because I'm probably going to be
a little loopy.
You know, I'm probably going to be on some stuff because of the pain, right? But, yeah, come on.
We'll take a quick break. Get back to the Dolphin celebration after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.